be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, once in a while you get a piece of news that sounds almost too good to be true. And I'll bet that's the way you feel about this sensational offer we're making right now to all good friends of Jack Armstrong. Just imagine, we're giving you this special opportunity, a chance you may never have again, to own a genuine mechanical pedometer like the one Jack Armstrong carries on his adventures. A precision-made instrument that tells you in miles and fractions of miles the distance you travel on hikes, camping expeditions, and every walking trip you take, whether it's 5 miles or around a few blocks. Now, if you were to go into a downtown store and price the expensive pedometers they have for sale, you'd find you'd have to pay a good deal of money for them. Yes, fine pedometers can cost a lot. That's why you can get really excited about the news I have for you. Listen. I've arranged for you to get a Jack Armstrong pedometer. A handsome, sturdy instrument that's been tested against some of the best known and most expensive pedometers on the market and found to be just as accurate in measuring miles as the high price models. And here's the big surprise. This Jack Armstrong pedometer is yours for only 10 cents in cash and the top from one package of Wheaties. The pedometer case is made of sheet steel, brightly nickel-plated, with a mechanism of steel and solid brass. The revolving dial on the front of the instrument is lithographed in 3 colors and gives mileage readings adjusted to your individual stride. Also built into the pedometer, you'll find a strong clip for attaching the instrument to your belt or pocket while walking, and an embossed nameplate where you can print your own name. Now, I don't need to tell you what a lot of fun you can have carrying a real pedometer with you everywhere you go. You can probably think of dozens of ways that this handy little device will be mighty useful to you. But listen, thousands and thousands of fellows and girls will be sending for these pedometers, and unless you make up your mind to order now, you may miss this chance of a lifetime. So here's what to do. Rush right over to the grocery store and get yourself a package of those extra good Wheaties flakes. Send the top from the Wheaties package with 1 dime, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But don't wait. Supplies of these dandy pedometers are strictly limited, and it's first come, first served. You must get your order in right away. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are cautiously feeling their way along a dark tunnel in the wild Zamboanga Hill Country. Behind them, at the secret entrance to the tunnel, their faithful friend Malua, disguised as a native sentry, is standing guard to prevent Karang and his tribesmen from following Jack and the others into the tunnel. Ahead of them lies the cave where scores of fierce tribesmen are guarding the rifles they've smuggled in to use in an uprising against the government. In this cave, Lieutenant Rawlings is held prisoner by the tribesmen, and Uncle Jim fears that he needs help immediately. Now, Jack and Uncle Jim are carefully leading the way through the narrow tunnel with Billy and Betty close behind them. Listen.
Oh, Jack, but it's dark in here. Can't you use your flashlight for just a little bit?
I'm afraid to shine a flashlight now, Billy. I think we're getting pretty close to the big cave. Some of the tribesmen in there might see the light if we used it.
After all, Billy, it's Jack and Uncle Jim who are leading the way. They'll be the first to stumble over anything, if there's anything to stumble over.
There's not much to stumble over in this tunnel, Betty. Once in a while, we bark our elbows against the side of the tunnel. But that's better than letting the tribesmen know we're here.
If we're going to help Lieutenant Rawlings, we can't let anybody know we're here. Look out. The tunnel makes a turn here. Don't smack into the sides, Billy.
I'm keeping right in your footsteps, Jack. Jim, but Jiminy, it isn't so dark ahead now.
We must be getting very close to the big cave, Billy.
But I thought the big cave would be dark and all that, Betty. Except maybe for a torch or two.
There's evidently some daylight getting into it, Billy.
What we see is probably just reflected daylight, Uncle Jim. I hope the cave isn't lighted up too well.
Oh, yes, I hope it's all sort of dim. Then maybe we can get a chance to talk to Lieutenant Rawlings without anybody seeing us.
Say, Betty, you don't want very much. We'll be lucky if we can even see him without being seen ourselves.
But we've got to be able to talk to him, Billy, if we're going to help him at all. And he's probably tied up and we'll have to untie him and all that.
It seems to me that we're crossing a lot of bridges before we get to them. We'll try to take a look around after we get to the big cave and see how things are.
Gosh, you old Willikins, I wonder what's happening at the back end of the tunnel. If Caron ever discovers that the sentry who's guarding that secret entrance is really Manuel, he'll be here in a jiffy. And then we'll have Caron and his men in back of us and those tribesmen in front of us.
Well, they haven't discovered it yet, Billy. Maybe the soldiers from Pettit Barracks will find this cave before Caron discovers it. Say, Uncle Jim, that light ahead of us is getting a little stronger.
We're getting close to the big cave, Jack. Suppose you walk close to your side of the tunnel, close enough to feel it with your hands. I'll do the same on my side. If there are any deep niches on either side, we want to know about them. We may have to find a good hiding place before we're through.
That's a good idea, Uncle Jim. Here, I can touch the side of the tunnel now. I'll keep on touching it as I walk along and see if I can find anything.
Boy, oh boy, a good hiding place would be swell to have handy if those tribesmen ever suspected we're inside here.
You wouldn't stay hidden very long, Billy, but every moment helps. Those soldiers should be well on their way by this time if Michelle got our message to them.
But they would never find this cave if it weren't for that map you made, Uncle Jim.
We can thank Jack Speedometer for that map. If we hadn't kept track of exactly how far we walked, I could never have made that map.
Look at your pedometer and see how far we've walked in this tunnel, will you, Jack? I bet you it's been half a mile.
Nothing doing, Billy. I'd have to flash a light to read it. And if we flashed a light now and any tribesmen happened to be looking down this tunnel, our goose would be cooked.
Have you found any good place to hide yet, Jack?
Not yet, Betty. This tunnel is solid rock on this side, anyway.
It's just as solid on this side, Jack.
Wait a minute. There's no side to the tunnel here.
What is there, Jack? Can you make it out in the dark?
It seems to be another small tunnel leading off from this one, Uncle Jim. Here, I'll step inside it and see if it goes in very far.
Jumping crickets, Jack. I sure hope it's another tunnel.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. We could hide in there if we had to.
I think I'll flash my light for an instant, Uncle Jim.
All right, Jack. They can't see it as long as you're in there.
We'll see what it is. There.
Oh, it isn't a tunnel at all. It's just a kind of a niche in the wall.
Yeah, that's all it is, Billy. But it's plenty large enough for all of us to hide in for a moment or two.
Well, it's better than nothing. Put out your light, Jack, and we'll keep on. Perhaps we'll find a better place before we get to the big cave.
I'll keep on feeling as we walk along, Uncle Jim. But it's nice to know that that place is there anyway.
Yeah, I guess it is. But I was hoping for a lonely side tunnel that went on and on under the hill.
Keep your voices down now. We're getting pretty close to the end of this tunnel. I think I can see the beginning of the big cave.
Look, Uncle Jim. There's a spot of bright sunlight way ahead of us.
I think that's the main entrance to the cave, Jack. That means that the cave is between us and that spot of light.
Sandra Catfish, I see something moving across the light.
That's probably one of the tribesmen, Billy. He must be close to the entrance.
Easy now. We're getting very close to the main cave.
Oh, I can see part of the cave. I never thought it would be so big. It's like a great big church hollowed out of the rock.
And it is sort of dark inside. All the light it gets is from that one entrance.
Well, that's a break for us, Billy. It's going to be pretty hard to see much of anything inside there unless you're pretty close to the entrance. The back part of the cave will be quite dark.
Watch it. Here's where the tunnel comes into the cave.
Jumping Jiminy, it is something like a big church. And we're right in the very back of it.
I'm beginning to see things in the cave now, Uncle Jim. Look in the front part. I can see a lot of tribesmen standing around the entrance.
And look over there, Jack. Over to the right. There's a whole stack of... Yes, sirree, they're rifles. They're the smuggled rifles. Holy mackerel. There must be enough rifles there to arm a dozen tribes.
And there's a pile of boxes near the rifles, Uncle Jim.
That must be the ammunition, Teddy. Somebody has certainly gone to a lot of expense to arm these tribes.
It must be Sultan Baloa who did that, Uncle Jim. He's the one who's organizing the rebellion.
But where can Lieutenant Rawlings be? I don't see a sign of him.
He's probably tied up somewhere in this cave, Billy.
But maybe he's in the front of the cave, Uncle Jim. Maybe he's in the front where those tribesmen are. Oh, we'll never be able to help him if he's there.
I have a hunch he's somewhere in the back of the cave, Betty. If I were tying up a prisoner in this cave, I'd keep him near the back where it'd be harder to find him.
Look, Jack. Two of those tribesmen are coming back this way.
Say, they are. I wonder what they're after.
Perhaps they've seen us.
I don't think they've seen us, Betty. They're not coming directly toward us. They're coming to another part of the cave.
But I wish they wouldn't come to the back part of the cave at all.
Uncle Jim, perhaps they're going to where Lieutenant Rawlings is tied up.
You may be right, Jack. Keep an eye on them and see what they do.
Oh, I just know they've seen us, Uncle Jim. I bet they're looking at us right now.
They'd have to have eyes of an owl to see us now, Betty. We're in the mouth of this dark tunnel. From where they are, they can't see a thing.
But they're coming pretty close to us, Uncle Jim, if they keep on coming this way.
We're all right as long as they don't actually come into the tunnel, Billy. If we see they're going to come here, we can go back and hide in that niche we found.
Oh, I don't like their looks at all, Jack. They look terribly fierce.
Oh, now you're using your imagination, Betty. You can't see their faces in this dim light.
But I just know they look fierce anyway. All of these tribesmen look fierce, and they act fierce, too.
Jiminy, they're getting close. Look, they're coming all the way to the back of the cave.
But they're not coming to this tunnel, Billy. They're heading for a point about 50 feet to the left of us.
I think I see where they're going, Jack. There's some dark object on the floor of the cave there. Can you see it?
I can see it, Uncle Jim, now that you've pointed it out. Why, it looks as though it might be a man lying on the floor of the cave.
Holy smoke, maybe it's Lieutenant Rawlings.
Do you think it might be Lieutenant Rawlings, Uncle Jim?
I'm beginning to think it is Rawlings, Betty.
Look, Uncle Jim, the two men are there now. They're bending over him. Them crickets, if they do
it. Keep your head, Billy. I think they're just making sure that he's still tied up tightly. Yes, that's it. See, they're going back to the front of the cave now.
Uncle Jim, can't you and I go to Lieutenant Rawlings without being seen?
I think we can, Jack. It's pretty dark here in the back of the cave. Billy, I want you and Betty to stay here. If anything happens, you're to get back to that niche in the tunnel wall. Understand?
But, Uncle Jim, can't I...
No, Billy, you can't. I want you to stay with Betty. Jack and I'll make our way to Rawlings and see what we can do.
But, Uncle Jim, those two men aren't going very far away. They're keeping guard on Lieutenant Rawlings.
We can get there without them seeing us, Betty. Come on, Jack. Keep close to the very back wall of the cave. No one can see us from there. Let's go.
It's a good thing it's so dark back here, Uncle Jim. Otherwise, we'd be sure to be seen by those two tribesmen.
We're all right as long as we stick close to this wall, Jack. But we'll have to be very careful when we leave if they get to Rawlings.
They certainly must have him tied up. He can't even sit upright the way he's fixed.
He won't take any chance of his escaping, Jack. He knows too much about their plans. That's why we've got to try to get him out of here. And it's going to be a tough job with those two tribesmen watching him.
This is as far as we can go along this wall, Uncle Jim. We can almost talk to him from here.
You'd have to talk too loud, Jack. You've got to get closer to him. Get down on all fours now. If we crawl along the floor of the cave, I don't think those tribesmen will see us. Keep right against the ground now.
We can talk to him pretty soon, Uncle Jim. We can tell him that the soldiers will soon be here.
You may have to get him away before the soldiers arrive, Jack. There. I think he can hear us now. Rawlings.
Who's that? Who called me?
This is Captain Fairfield, Rawlings. And Jack Armstrong is here with me. You remember us?
Captain Fairfield, Jack Armstrong? What on earth are you doing here?
We want to help you if we can, Lieutenant Rawlings.
But they'll get you. They'll make you prisoners the way they did me. You won't have a chance.
We'll have a try at it anyway, Rawlings. Are you in any immediate danger?
Of course I'm in danger. I've discovered all their plans. I know too much to suit them. But you mustn't stay here. Go back before they get you. Go back the same way you came, whatever way that was.
Uncle Jim, look. Those two tribesmen have heard us. They're moving over this way.
Crawl back to that wall, Jack. Quick, they mustn't see us. We'll wait until they go. Then we'll come back again.
Hurry, get back. I hear them coming. They won't have any mercy on you if they find you here.
Keep close to the ground, Jack. That's the way. Careful now, here they come.
It's going to be nip and tuck whether Jack and Uncle Jim get back in time. Those two tribesmen suspect that something is up and they're coming to investigate. But Jack and Uncle Jim won't go far away. And as soon as they get another chance, they'll get back to Rawlings. And then, well, there's an especially exciting time coming up, and you certainly won't want to miss it. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zomboang Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, time is going fast, and if you're going to be one of the first in your crowd to own a Jack Armstrong pedometer, you've got to get busy now, and I mean right away. Send one Wheaties box top and a dime, 10 cents in cash, with your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This offer is strictly limited, so be sure to order your pedometer today.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just bye.